Outside the city of Nasiriya, at a tightly controlled airbase, the United States today held the first discussion about the creation of a new government in Iraq. 80 representatives of Iraqi society participated, half from inside Iraq, half came from opposition groups abroad. And in the city of Nasiriya itself, there is already confusion and distrust about the process that has just begun. NPR's Mike Schuster has the story.
The conference today is just the first of what will surely be many political discussions and meetings across Iraq in the weeks to come. The United States wants to move quickly to create a process that will soon lead to an interim administration in Iraq, in which Americans and Iraqis will at first work side by side. But as the White House's representative here, Zalmay Khalilzad, told the delegates, the U.S. wants to get out of the way as quickly as possible.
I can assure you that on behalf of the United States, and I think I speak for the coalition, that we have no interest, absolutely no interest in ruling Iraq. And we would like to see the establishment of an interim authority that can take increasing responsibility on behalf of the Iraqi people for their country to be established.
Retired General Jay Garner, who will be Iraq's provisional civil administrator until a new government is created, told the conference, a free Iraq and a democratic Iraq begins today. The delegates represented the principal social groups within Iraq, Sunni and Shia Muslims from the south and center, Kurds from the north. They discussed, among other issues, the role that religion will play in the political future of Iraq. That's an issue that resonated loudly in the center of Nasiriya this morning. About 5,000 residents took to the streets in what may have been the first free demonstration in this city in post-Saddam Iraq. They chanted no to the U.S., no Saddam, yes to Islam, and carried banners that said in English, we absolutely refuse any conference that does not include our vote. The vast majority of Iraqis who live in this part of the country are Shia Muslims, and this demonstration was organized by a local Shia educational institution. Some in the crowd favored the creation of an Islamic state.
We need Islamic law, just Islamic law, no other. We refuse any governor, just Islam. The governor which exported from the United States, it's refused. There's no have any popular base here. Islam, just Islam, have a wide base here.
One prominent Shiite group, the Supreme Council for the Islamic Republic of Iraq, which is based in Iran, refused to participate because it said the conference was under an American general. Many demonstrators were convinced that there were no Shias represented at today's conference, and they said no one from Nasiriya attended. But one Shiite leader from Nasiriya did participate and urged the conference to create a secular state. Not all the demonstrators were as negative about the role of the U.S., but many still feared that the U.S. meant to impose a government on Iraq as a result of today's meeting.
We need the freedom, democratic, also Islamic.
What about the Americans? Do you agree with the slogan, no Americans, no Saddam?
American is a friend. In Iraq, welcome from the American.
Mostly, people are still angry and frustrated that they do not yet have basic services in a city where the fighting ended many days ago.
We have no stability, we have no safety. 3 weeks, the war is finished. We have no water, we have no electric, we have no jobs. All the people here depend on the salary. Teachers, like engineers, like all the people, about 80% of the people here in Nasiriya depend on salary. We have no money.
The delegates voted to hold another meeting in 10 days' time. A wider national conference may be held within weeks, but U.S. and British representatives conceded that the eventual holding of elections in Iraq is probably at least a year away. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Nasiriya.